The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is, it's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. Yes. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy, D1. And right now, you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up? What is your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Hey, 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 what's good, family? This your girl, Master Minister Tracy, and you are tuned in to the Reverb Live Show, the syndicated talk show playing the best in Christian hip-hop, urban gospel music, giving you the best and the latest in news, interviews, laughter, and much, much more. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Reverb Live Show right here, right now on this particular station. Or you could be checking out our podcast. But did you know that you could be a part of our live show? The live show airs every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. During the live show, you can post your comments and we will read them live on the air, making you a part of our live show. Now, checking in with the live show is easy to do. All you have to do is drop a comment in our Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube live streams. And then we'll read your comments live on the air. Now, we don't want you to go anywhere. We want you to stick around and hang out with the Reverb Live crew because we have a dope show lined up for you and some dope music. Y'all, stick around, stay tuned. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Petition, we teach you, we teach you. Hear our petition. every day across America. Excess food is gathered by a network of good people at local food banks, giving hope to millions of children who struggle with hunger. They've earned their wings, and you can too. Together, we can solve child hunger. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rank, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb.
What's good, Reverb Live family, and welcome to another episode of the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. This your girl, Master Minister Tracy, standing in for our homeboy, DJ Rain, who is out on baby duty. But yo, yeah, we have a dope show lined up for you. But before we get into this show, we want to check in with the Reverb Live crew. King D3 is in the building. What's good, boss?
What's happening? Too excited. I'm already jumping in. man, what's going on? Always, y'all already know I'm excited to be here. Excited that y'all are here tuning in via video and via your ears. However that happened, man. Our Heavenly Father also tuned in, and whatever time you tuned in, he tuned in 1 minute before you did. So you are behind him, but that lets you know you're in the right space, man.
Yep.
Mission have been in the right space. Professor T, you put us onto a song at the Reverb by Kirk Franklin and how you say it?
Lil Baby.
And that song is called We Will. Or We Will or We Win?
We Win.
Man, so.
But you know what? If you know how a song be stuck in your head, though,
you
say whatever word you think it said.
Right.
We Will.
Right. I like that better. You just make it your song. Man, so I happened to be enjoying myself during the weekend. I was like, you know, I'm going to take myself to a movie.
All right.
I happened to go to watch Space Jam. And yes, I'm being judged by a lot of our listeners because they like, you late. You should have been seeing that because LeBron in it. Well, I saw it. Don't do that. You're going to get us caught. Yeah, if y'all want to know what I mean by get us caught, T over here, over LeBron. So, but nonetheless, I saw the movie. Great movie. It's always a area where it won't be better than the first. I think it's very difficult to make something better than the first.
It's not even the goal to make it better. We're in two different generations, two different introductions of the movie. So it's not going to be the same. It just needs to be its own version in the times that we're in.
Let me tell y'all something. That's how y'all know that y'all have an even keel, very balanced person. And if you ever had a brother, a sister, a sibling, or a door in your life that just let you know exactly what Professor T said, is don't focus on being like somebody or being like this person, but be who you are.
We're going to give you the word of the day today. Good.
I know that's not going to happen. It's going to be the word of the day with no scripture. We're going to leave that up to you. But nonetheless, I definitely got an opportunity to see Space Jam. So a pat on the back for King D3. And seeing how they utilize that song in the movie, We Win.
Don't tell me.
I'm not a spoiler alert.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I get high aggression when somebody spoils something for me.
Okay.
I won't do it to you. Nonetheless, man, the way they use that song, I loved it. It was perfect. It was beautiful the way it was done. So for y'all out there, we going to play that We Win for y'all. But definitely the way that song was done, perfect.
I might have to go check that out.
It's a must.
Man, speaking of like movies and TV shows, I was catching up on a show on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Plus, you know, with the way TV shows and movies are these days, you always have these suggested subliminal messages that's involved, or sometimes it's not subliminal. Sometimes it's just right in your face, and it's all of these alternative ways of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh my goodness, I'm so tired of this. I wish you could just let the movie be, or the TV show be, without forcing all of these ideals into it. So I found a good series that I binged watch, and I ain't binge watch a good show in a minute.
In a while.
Like I felt like, you know, like you fall asleep, but you wake up like, ooh, let me catch up where I left off, where I fell asleep at.
Right, right.
That kind of binge watch is how it was. So the name of the TV show was called, it's called The Mysterious Benedict Society.
Oh, that's
it. It is a TV show. It could seem like it's for kids or youthful, but I think it's a family friendly show. They didn't, you know, have any subliminal messages inside of it, any alternative lifestyle type of messages either.
Mm-hmm.
It just told a really good, interesting, mysterious. You ever played the game Clue, or
you
try to figure out what happened here, or you're trying to figure out what happened,
mm-hmm.
the clues, the mystery. And on and on and on. And each chapter, each show, each episode, it reveals something new. And I thought it was really good. I even cried on one of the episodes.
Really?
That's how good it was.
T cries? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I cry. I don't mind crying.
All right. Let's
now listen. But when I cry, I cry. Okay. But when I'm all the way laughing, I'm all the way laughing. But when I'm angry, I'm angry.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like it's no, I can't. You know. So anyway, but I did cry as soon as one of the parts happened, in the emotional parts happened. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like I was just crying. And anyway, it was good.
Yeah.
So I would encourage. Listen, we're not getting paid by Disney, even though
yet.
If you know somebody from Disney, tell them to hit us up. But I just thought that, you know, this is a Christian platform,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of saints may be looking for something wholesome to watch,
for sure.
whether on your own as adults or with kids. And I think that it's a light show. You don't feel like your mind was, you know, indoctrinated by different types of perversion,
mm-hmm.
even on a kid level. It is mm-hmm. great. So if you haven't seen it already, I would encourage you, if you're trying to find something for family night, to just watch The Mysterious Benedict Society on Disney Plus.
All right. Plug.
Plug. And of course, everybody's probably going to get a chance to go out and watch Space Jam. So, you know, we'll see what's what. But anyway, thank you guys for checking in and tuning in with the Reverb Live Show. When we come back, y'all, we have a dope show lined up for you, y'all. We got King D, the Reverb Rundown with King D is in the building. You know we got to have the Reverb Word of the Day now. We got to come on in with what God says in the Word, because the whole show is echoing God's Word to His people. That's what our Reverb platform is about. And then also we have a juicy topic that we have coming your way. Y'all, it's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Urban Gospel Show. They give you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
All I see is blessings. Got no time for stressing. Don't believe in failures in my life, it's only lessons. They just making room for what I'm on now. I don't got a clue, but I know the one who does know how. Oh wow. It's like I'm learning the game with the maker I already know now. Destiny has my name, no it's coming, it'll never go. I know that we all gonna be alright. We gon' make it through if it takes us all night. No matter what the odds may bring our way, I can see the blessings coming our way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I can see the blessings coming our way. Our way, our way. Blessings on blessings.
takes us all night. No matter what the odds may bring our way, I can see the blessings coming our way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I see the blessings coming our way. Our way, our way. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I can see the blessings coming our way.
I can see the blessings, I can feel your presence. Leaning on the change in my heart for your endeavors. I pray I'm your reflection, I fiend for your correction. The cross brought the connection in through Jesus' perfection. Life done hit me crazy, been more stressed than ever. Living like whatever, through the rain I feel you drawing closer. Lord make me better, take me, shape me, use me, I am yours. Take me, break me, for the glory of the Lord. Okay, not only does he hold me when I'm down and feel I'm folding, he my coach when I'm the goalie, never lonely. Got that hope in he who holy, holy, holy. Keep that rugged cross all on me. Need that spirit to control me. Seek that word to come and mold me, yeah. Yeah. It's like I can feel the blessings coming my way. Yeah. It's like I can feel the blessings coming my way.
I know that we all gonna be alright. We gon' make it through if it takes us all night. No matter what the odds may bring our way, I can see the blessings coming our way, yeah. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I can see the blessings coming our way, our way, our way. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I can see the blessings coming our way, yeah.
Hey, what's up? This is Miss Tashcat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
Then are ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your 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 Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand.
What's good, Reverb Live family? Welcome to the Reverb Live show with DJ Rain. Listen, y'all, we have a dope show lined up for you, but you know what? We have an interesting, interesting phenomenon going on in our live.
Phenomenon?
Yeah. Guess what that is?
Oh, Lord, what it is?
It's two people's birthday.
Okay, go ahead now.
So we want to check in with our listeners, but it's your girl, Master Minister Tracy.
And King D3.
And we want to say happy birthday to
Sheena_B_encourage first. And then we want to also say happy birthday to Summer Dunner first.
Yes. Yes. Oh, she said first.
Did you see that? That's called cleanup.
Just cleaning it up.
Both of y'all are just as special to the show for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, Sheena's the first one who's on the 14th in our live.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And Summer's the first one who's what? I think she's.
I want to say 16th or the 18th.
Or the
one
18th
of those.
Is on our live. So, you know, happy birthday to y'all.
Absolutely.
But you know what, Keith, who else do we have checking in?
We got QuickVids 2024 checking in. We have Delight 777 checking in.
What up, Delight?
We got Miles 100X checking in. He said he doing some work for his football team, man.
Hey, so, touchdown.
Yeah, right. Salute to you, man. We got Key York 1978 checking in. And we have Condua _F checking in. If I didn't butcher that, thank you for checking in to the show.
Now listen, y'all, we have some listeners that, you know, like right now this is our live show. So like our live show airs every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you ever want to be a part, you can always put your comments in on those days and we'll read them live on the air. But we have some people who check in with us throughout the week.
Yeah.
Always, yeah. just as frequently as those who check in on our live. And I want to give a shout out to two other people that always checks in, always messages later on.
Okay.
And that is Miss Suzette Loonan, always checking in, always, you know, laughing at something that happened in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Always checking in with the Reverb Live show. She even was just like, the remember that episode some time ago where a guy was trying to talk to me inside of the grocery store, but
yes.
She was like, she was like, how dare he come at you like that? Does he know what kind of woman you are? I mean, I think she was kind of thoroughly mad about that.
Yeah, on your behalf.
Right, on my behalf. So thank you, because we have some listeners who have our backs. Thank
for
you.
Sure.
I also want to give a shout out to our homeboy. He always creeping in and out of walls, and that is Deacon Fry.
Yes.
Deacon Fry is our homie, a big supporter also of the Reverb Live show, y'all. So we want to give a shout out to all of our listeners and all of our supporters. Now, you know what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is the word of the day. It is time for the Reverb word of the day. The Reverb word of the day is coming to you from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. Verses 10 through 12. Now, I want everybody to check in on this one. I think this is for real, because I'm saying for real, like they're all for real every time we do it. But this one, I was saying this would be a good Reverb word of the day about a week ago. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of days ago, my pastor preached exactly from the same passage. So I was like, God, you talking to me and you talking to everybody else for sure through this message. And so I want to make sure that that was prefaced before moving forward. And so 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12, it says, and all of the ways, because they were talking, he's talking about, you know, here come the ways of Satan coming into our society, y'all, in lack of a four better terms. And then he says, and all the ways of wickedness, the wicked devices, those who are perishing, they are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. They refuse to love the truth and they refuse to be saved.
Well,
for this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe a lie. Can you imagine God saying, you know what? You don't want to listen. You know what? I'm tired. Oh, go ahead. Go and believe a lie. Go ahead and believe a lie.
Oh, that's scary. You know.
That's scary.
Yeah, for sure.
And so it continues to say, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness.
That's scary.
I tell you, man, these days people are calling wrong right and right wrong,
right,
and on so many different levels, on in so many different areas of life. And it's because how the scriptures are warning us that we have this enemy that wants us to be condemned. Mm-hmm. The enemy, Satan, he wants us to be condemned. Mm-hmm. He wants us to not have a relationship with God. He wants us to believe a lie.
That's
he
right.
wants us to be deceived. But we have to wake up, people. We have to wake up. People who are driving in the cars, you are listening to our podcast, you're checking us out on the live, y'all, we have to wake up. Satan is our enemy. He does not want us to believe the truth of God. But y'all, we are echoing God's word to you guys, God's people, to tell you guys that if we don't wake up, God will allow us to believe a lie.
That's scary, man. Lord.
He will allow us to believe a lie. I don't want to believe a lie. You know, you ever see the kid, like sometimes you're just like, you know what? I keep telling you that's hot, but you're going to keep on. Go ahead. You see what I'm talking about now? Now you have to feel it for yourself. You have to see that thing, you know, for yourself. So, y'all, even if you don't see it for yourself and you get burned and you be like, oh, it's supposed to tickle. Even though you know it feels bad, but you saying, no, it's supposed to tickle. And so you keep on touching the thing. That is an example of you believing a lie. So, y'all, I don't know who this is for. I don't know what's what, but the scripture says all of the devices and the ways of the enemy and all the wicked devices that he has is for those who are perishing. You could be alive and still be dying inside, you know, mentally and physically, not just physically, but mentally. They perish because they refuse. They don't not just saying, hey, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm lollygagging through life. No, they refuse.
Mm-hmm.
They refuse to love the truth, and a product of the truth is salvation.
Right.
For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. Y'all, don't believe the lie. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the lie. You don't want to be condemned by at the end of the day when all is said and done, when you close your eyes on this side of heaven, y'all. Y'all, that's been your Reverb word of the day. I know it seems a little thick, a little heavy, a little, you know, tough, but y'all, eat that word. Cut it up if you have to. Go back, meditate on that thing. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. Go ahead and read the whole thing, because the whole thing is juicy, y'all. I'm just saying. But anyway, y'all, don't go anywhere. We have the King D's Reverb Rundown coming up, music rundown coming up. And then we also have this thought, this question. You know, are you, do you see yourself, or you do you envision your business being global? Do you envision your future being global? Well, we have one main key thing that we want to tell you the secret to right here on the Reverb Live Show. So don't go anywhere, y'all. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Did you know that you could be part of our live podcast by texting your comments during our live show? It's easy. All you have to do is text 313131 with the message EZ Reverb. That's the letters E, then Z, and then the word Reverb. Join us live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. Text your comments and we will read them live on the air. That's Reverb, echoing God's word to his people.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue. Council.
Gospel show
that gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, well, reverb, well, to me my flesh is so good, so my please turn up your effect.
Good family, this your girl, Master Minister Tracy.
King D3.
And you are tuned in to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. Y'all, I got a question. A real dope question, y'all. I'm curious, do you imagine your business or do you, your vision in life, your vision board, and your future being global? Like going global, going viral, getting out there in the world. Now, if you thought this way, y'all, we have a key ingredient that you need in order to be able to move forward in this area. Yeah, we want to talk about that in a moment. But just before we do, we want to say hey and check in to some of our other listeners with the Reverb Live Show. Who we got? Who else we got checking in? Anybody talking junk in there?
They
be talking junk. They be throwing shade.
They are. And listen, I started it because, you know, everybody always rush to do the, whenever they hear the Reverb Word of the Day, they'm like, listen, I'm about to go ahead and put the scripture down so y'all can pin it on these social media platforms from my account. And so I, you know, we got Sheena up here saying, listen, I only abbreviated Thessalonians because I was eating.
Hey, what's wrong with abbreviating? She can't abbreviate
listen,
it? You threw shade on her for abbreviation?
Yeah, I was waiting for one of our listeners to spell it correctly or incorrectly because I was going to get on top of it. But to each his own, our listeners are eating at this moment.
Y'all, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break, y'all. But when we come back, we're going to come back with the Reverb Rundown with King D3. And we're going to tell you what that main key ingredient is in order for you to have a global business, a global future, to see your vision come to life in such a global way. Y'all, it's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Something.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Trying to steal my joy, but I don't know how much more I can take. I don't have time for beef, I got way too much at stake. I learned how to levitate. When the levee breaks, I hesitate. When I see red flags like I'm Federate, they can tell I'm different by the way that I put on for my state. They like, where you from? And I say, from a different mind state. I'm like, who are you? And what you here for? Where were you when I was on my own? That's the opposite of Rento. Playing games was never the intention, but what do you Nintendo? Jesus didn't die for us to sin, though. I took all my feelings that were floating in my mental, and I'm burning on a disc and got it popping like a pimple. So you can hate me, but you done made me, but make sure you pay me so I can buy a vowel like A-E-I. Still grind, even on the sideline. Every single time out, I was trying to figure out the game. I didn't mind, even if it wasn't mine, it would only be more when my time finally came. I cried, but at least it didn't die. Ain't no one apologize, I just readjusted to the pain. I realized, even with a coupon, I can never buy time, regardless of the money I made. A loud mouth, try to turn my flame down. Tell me why people always try to take advantage, cause I'm safe. A seatbelt on while I'm riding around. People trying to orchestrate an accident to take me out the game. The only thing that I can hear is blah blah. I don't let my window down when someone tries to tell me that I can't. And if you're down, I'ma let you inside. Yippee, yippee, yeah, yeah. Yippee, yippee, okay, yeah.
Can't get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast, available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes.
What's good, family? This your girl, Master Minister Tracy.
King D3.
And you are tuned in to the Reverb Live Show. Y'all, up next, y'all, we have... Well, first of all, what song was that we were just listening to?
That was our boy, Aha Gazelle, man, uh-huh. To the game. Yeah, man.
That was Aha Gazelle. You said, what was it called?
I think that one's called To the Game.
I don't know. It's got a little, like, if I was in the world... I'd be like, hold the cup up. Got a little bounce to it. Yes. But y'all, we have the Reverb Rundown coming in the building with DJ, with our homeboy Kicker King D3. What you got for us, bro?
What's happening, y'all? Y'all already know I'm going to give y'all the updates and let y'all know what's up in the world of music and entertainment, man. So now here's your Reverb Music Rundown.
Run it!
Yo, so I have to let y'all know, I was doing a little bit of searching and I accidentally ran into something One Day has going on. If y'all don't know who One Day is, that is the female artist on Reach Records, a.k.a. 116, a.k.a. Lecrae started that thing. Man, and I looked, I was like, okay, One Day's an artist, but I also saw that she is doing some work with producing Bryson Tiller's song. And if y'all don't know Bryson Tiller, he is actually an artist, a typical secular artist, with the song Say It. And I was like, okay, we are venturing off actually producing and working on some things, so I'm curious to see what's coming on from that One Day and Bryson Tiller production.
Mm-hmm.
We also need to call Lecrae, because Lecrae said, right, we need to get him up, man. Let him know King D3, Professor Tracy, DJ Rain, Reverb Live Show, and all our listeners want to talk with him, because he been saying we're going to have this church closed for, and church clothes have been on hold, as if them church clothes is still in layaway.
It's been a pandemic, so you know the distribution of the church clothes
okay.
may be behind schedules. Right. That's all.
Clearly, Tracy the Professor is on the marketing team with Reach Records. Nonetheless, we do got Cannon, who dropped a single called I Made It. I was listening to this single and actually notice the emotions and expressions that he came from with this single. And he said, listen, man, this is basically that moment when you're releasing that pressure and some of that buildup that you've had in you. And I know us as individuals, especially during a time like this, that buildup can be real. So y'all go check out I Made It by Cannon to see if it resonates with you. And mentioning resonation, well, I guess I shouldn't say it like that. It sounds like somebody quitting or about to leave. But mentioning projects dropping, singles dropping, we had Andy Mineo, who recently, and when I say recently, I'm talking about recently as in yesterday, as in 2 days ago, as in 30 seconds ago, who dropped a...
30 seconds ago?
Not really, just sound
okay,
good.
Just okay.
He dropped a single called MPJ. Now, MPJ, for all of our basketball fans, know that that is Michael Porter Jr. So why would Andy Mineo drop a single called MPJ? Go check out his Instagram and find out. But before you do that, check out the single called MPJ. And he said, listen, I am coming out with Neverland 2 soon. If y'all heard Neverland 1, you're going to want to hear Neverland 2, because that was heat. If you want to see the video to that single as well, it's on Facebook for a limited time, so try to get up there after this show and check it out, man. But definitely, that's the music, that's the entertainment that we have going on, and I definitely want y'all to tune into that. And if y'all stay tuned in for the next few seconds, man, we might even play that MPJ for y'all.
Might
we'll
play
see.
A little something.
We might.
That's what's up. Well, y'all, that's been the Reverb Music Rundown with King D3. But y'all, when we come back, we're going to tell you the secret, the key ingredient. It's this key secret ingredient that you will need in order to allow your dreams, your vision, your business to go global.
Ooh, okay.
To go global. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
News, interviews, and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
I live my life, they live vicarious. Always go high when they try to bury us. I'm not a vibe, I'm an experience. Feel me?
Things on my mind, I guess I share it. I think it's time to become a parent. I don't got mine, and plus I've been scared that having a child is gonna interfere with all of the goals I have for career. When I get my own, I gotta be there. Can't be like Joe and go disappear. Missed out. It hurt the most when you really do care. I know that apathy covered the fear. Can't run away from the pain that won't heal. The only way you could get through is to feel. Got one more year and I'm out of the deal. Might go independent and do it like Dale. Bet on myself, I don't think I could fail. Cause I'm on the wave when I ship it gon' sail. Yeah. Ain't too many people out here that's free. If I could be anyone, I'd be me. I don't waste time hating on nobody. I'm too busy working on me. I won't tell the truth about you just as long as you don't try to lie on me. Don't stress on it, just breathe, yeah. Don't stress on it, just... It's a lot of married men in the NBA. Got shorties in cities on NDAs. Lord, keep your hand on MPJ. Daddy gon' keep his pants on and behave. I don't wanna see him turning out like Dwight. Started off right, then he lost his light. Said that he would do all things through Christ. I mean, he did do all things. Yikes. Never really had respect for no rappers who give away money and they do it on camera. Exploiting poor for PR stunts. I respect them all if it's on the hush. I mean, what's the motive? When you do something good, but you need everybody to notice. I don't know, bruh. I just wonder if they do the same thing when the cameras ain't rolling. This got me hot. Men get their body count up, they belt get a notch. I don't understand, y'all call him the man. A girl do the same, they call her a thot. Give it some thought, y'all gotta stop. Pulling up to these protests and y'all hop out. Get you a sign, take you a shot. Then post it online like a photo op. Can't sit by and watch, I'm not Jerry Falwell. That might have just cost me a bag from over there, all well. When all of them cards dealt, I got aces and kings inside of my deck. I looked down at Steph, just shot me a text. I go for the heart like Owen and Brett. Some things I'd get off my chest. It's funny how all of these companies, all of a sudden, are caring by loving these people they never defended. Bet when that money is threatened, they start getting friendly, it's evident. Y'all don't care about answers. Y'all care about not getting canceled. Wanna make a difference, then care about people not just when it's good for business. Neverland 2 on the way, promise. I'm busy, man, I'm grown. Buying houses, big cabinets and countertops, you know what I mean? Lost Boys tour this fall, Lord willing. Yeah. Yeah, ain't too many people out here that's free. If I could be anyone, I'd be me. I don't waste time hating on nobody, I'm too busy working on me. I won't tell the truth about you just as long as you don't try to lie on me. Don't stress on it, just breathe, yeah. Don't stress on it, just breathe, yeah.
The Urban Gospel Show. They give you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Good family, this your girl Master Minister Tracy
and King D3,
and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show, y'all. So remember this top secret thing that I've been telling you that we are going to need in order to make our dreams and our goal and our goals and our visions and our businesses and everything else that we have that we envision just going global. We have that big secret. You want to know what the secret is?
Yeah, I want to know.
To globalization.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The key secret is
seasoned salt.
Nope, but it does taste good on some fresh fried French fries.
Okay.
Oh, seasoned salt is really good. But the answer and the key tool that you will need is to globalization is glocalization.
Okay.
Some glocalization.
Glucose?
No, glocalization.
Okay.
And what that is just a play on words to say you need to be localized first.
Okay.
Your local business, the way that you treat people locally, the way that you do business locally is your global platform. What you do on a small platform, like that's how the water word tells us, don't despise small beginnings.
Facts. Yeah.
Don't despise small beginnings. Work on a local level first. Mm-hmm. Work on, you know, your customer service. Work on your attitude. Work on how you do business. Work on the flow of your business. Work on the what do you call the best practices. Okay. All of those things. Work on actually there are some things that God is probably showing each and every one of you who's listening who already said, you know what, I need to figure out, I want to take my stuff to the next platform, because we always do that.
That's
we
right.
always talk about, oh, you know what, I want to take my business to the next level. I'm going global. I'm taking right. it to the world. I'm You won't even take it down the street.
Right.
You won't even take it across the street because you have unforgiveness in your heart. Mm. You get mad when a customer or somebody comes in and just starts snapping. It's like, hold up.
Yeah.
I ain't got to help you. I ain't got to say, okay. You don't have to do a. You need to learn how to work locally first. Work on a local level, because whatever you do on a local level is going to be your global platform.
Real talk.
And you don't want to get out there and you have this global platform, but it gets crushed because you don't have the integrity to keep you there.
That's real.
Or you don't have the mindset to keep you there, y'all. So what's some other ways that people can, you know, so be local, like deal on a local level, not necessarily thinking on a global level, but what's some things that we can do on a local level with our dreams, goals, visions, businesses, etc.?
I'm going to have to definitely consider the aspect of community outreach type thing.
Community outreach, that works too. I would go along the lines of communication, like communications, meaning that being clear about what you offer.
Okay. Why is that important?
Because you don't want somebody to compare your business to another business and say, well, at one restaurant, it's have it your way right away. And at the other one, they just says, you know, just I'm loving it.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
I feel you. Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be like, hey, you can't come to my restaurant and thinking that it's the same way, because it is not the same way. So you want to make sure you communicate to your customers and to your clients, even to people who you are on a team with, people who you work with.
Yeah.
This is what we have. This is where I stand, and just kind of moving from that part.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, just in some way, communication. You got anything else?
Okay. I would go mission statement, having a mission for your local, because you know we always tend to have that global mission. We think so global that we have the mission statement, the vision for the global. But when you talk about the aspect of local, which as the local standpoint, I don't know if our mission is always, hey, let me build whatever this local aspect is. Mm-hmm. But it's key, it sounds like, is what you're telling us.
Yeah. Now, and y'all, think about it. We are talking in a generalized manner, because we don't know your specific business or your specific vision or what's the small thing that you are working on or starting. We don't know it specifically. We just know that you got to work on it in a small way first. You got to make sure your small way, your small way is good enough to be displayed in a global way.
Yeah, we have a listener that's actually put some scripture on it.
Come on with the word.
The key of prayer, constant communication with God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you.
That's good. Yeah. In order for you to go global in a local way, you have to know or be depend on God.
That's real, man.
Because the children of Israel, they didn't want to depend on God.
At all.
No, they was like, look, we used to these, the turkey legs and the onions and garlic powder. And, we used to that. We don't know about this manna stuff.
Yeah, that's
all right. Real. We want to complain about this, but working in a local way by knowing the word of God, leaning on God, because he did say, tell us to lean on him
for sure
in all of our ways, and he'll direct our path as well.
That's real. Our listeners saying, write the vision and make it plain.
Ooh.
Be faithful with the little bit first.
Be faithful with the little.
I'm liking this. Yeah, they coming through. They said, that's good, T. Hines. Work on you first, then branch out.
That's
real.
It bugs me when you see somebody who's just like, yeah, I'm about to take my business to the next level.
Yeah.
Baby, have you even sold anything yet?
Wow.
You know, do you have a customer, a client yet?
Yeah, that's real.
But you want to start franchising. Make a name for yourself. Make a brand name for yourself. At one point, your favorite hamburger restaurant started somewhere.
That's real.
Your favorite chicken sandwich restaurant, because you know we got a bunch of chicken sandwiches now.
Yeah, plenty.
But you know, I'm just going to use Chick-fil-A for example. Chick-fil-A started in one town, one city, and they worked on their hospitality and their mission and their goal and their vision, and now they are definitely global.
That's real.
on a working on a global level. So y'all think about that. Instead of trying to be global, be glocal. Glocal, meaning be local. Work on what you got on a local level first, and then go ahead and launch a business, y'all. Go ahead and launch even further. Go take your business or your idea to the next level.
I feel it, man. I feel it for sure.
So, y'all, we want to thank you anyway for checking in with the Reverb Live Show. That's it for this episode. But depending upon where you are, another hour could be on the way. If you want to catch up on any of our past episodes, King D, what do they have to do?
Man, all they have to do is very simple. Go to iHeartRadio, iTunes Podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, or TuneIn. Like, comment, and share our material with the Reverb Live Show.
And if you have any questions, topic ideas, you just want to show us some love, you want to give us your thoughts, y'all hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com. We'd love to hear from you. Now listen, depending upon where you are, again, there could be another episode on the way, but we want you to stay locked. I said that kind of weird. Stay locked. See, that's why I got to work on the local level first. Yeah. Right. Stay locked.
The vocal level.
Yeah, right. The vocal. Yeah. But anyway, keep it locked. It's your girl, Master Minister Tracy, stepping in. Dang, I can't even get that out either. Look. Oh, my goodness. Lord, help me. But it's your girl, Tracy the Professor. Let me say that. Tracy the Professor. And you're standing in. I'm standing in for DJ Rain with the Reverb Live Show. Goodness, Lord.
It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Hit 'em all. Best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.